Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There was an interesting announcement from Pulsar Helium yesterday. The company has recommenced drilling at its project in Minnesota. There's some other things going on too. Here to give us an update, it's Thomas Abraham James. So, Thomas, tell us about the drilling first. There's a bit of background to this, but you're re-entering a well that's already been drilled.
That's right. Greetings from Minnesota. So it's all happening over here. So the drill rig has started to turn, and it's going, pardon the pun, it's going well. So everything's smooth and all ship shape. The guys started drilling the other day, so just after the Christmas break. And no, all going well. So what we're doing is we're deepening the well that we drilled in February of last year, Jetstream number one. This is the well that hit the helium, a very high concentration, up to 14.5% naturally flowing to surface, no water. But really, the data we got from that, plus the geophysical data from the surrounding area, etc., all combined, really flashed up showing that we only just tagged the top of the reservoir and that there's a likelihood it's going to extend for at least a further 500 meters vertical height. And that's what we're currently assessing. So really pleased to have the same drill rig, same crew from last year. So a lot of continuity and onwards and upwards.
Yeah, so what time period will this drilling take place over? Is it going to last for a few days, or how long does it take to drill something like this?
We're drilling through some very competent rock, so it's very good. So we don't have any downhole stability issues or anything like that. So the drilling is consistent. The rate of penetration is fast. So I would anticipate, what are we, today's Tuesday, I would anticipate that all going according to plan, that this should be finished this week. And then once we complete the drilling, then the next stage is immediately we'll then put in the downhole wireline tools. And and we should have data within, say, 24 hours. We'd be able to interpret that information.
So how would you measure success then?
Success for us would be proving that the reservoir does indeed persist for that 500 odd meters, that we encounter for sure additional gas bearing fractures, that it has a positive reflection on our resource, particularly the contingent resource, and that it also has a positive impact on the flow rate as well. So increased pressure, deeper we go, and that we have increased flow out of the hole. So those are the things that we'd really like to see.
And so will you be able to draw conclusions about any additional resources from this hole in itself?
Not immediately in terms of resources. So what we have to do is obviously the testing, and the wireline tools are one component of that, which will be happening immediately after the hole is drilled. Then the next step after that is what we call a vertical seismic profile and an optical televiewer. Fancy things for getting additional information out of the well. That will be happening over the next couple of weeks. And then what we also do is we let the hole stabilize. So it's only just been freshly drilled, gas flux occurring. So once it's stabilized, then what we'll be doing is then doing flow and pressure tests. So it'll be coming over stages. But once we have all of that information, we will then be delivering it to our resource estimator, a third party, and then they will then be updating the resource accordingly. So we're getting really the whole suite of data, and we're getting it, at the gold standard level as well. So there'll be no doubts as to what this hole is telling us.
So what will the news flow look like in relation to this work then over the coming months?
Over the coming months, so what we'll do is we'll obviously say, okay, the hull's been completed. Then it would be the downhole wireline testing. What's that showing us? There'll be gas analysis as well. There'll be then be the optical televiewer, the vertical seismic profile, and then finally the flow and pressure tests. So it's going to be quite consistent. And then after that, it would then be the update from the resource estimator and has all that impact on our resource. And then, of course, we announced not that long ago that we've got an agreement in place with a company called Chart Industries. They're an engineering fabrication company that designs and fabricates helium, CO2, amongst other gas production facilities. So they'll then be critiquing the data and then putting that into their model to say, okay, what type of helium plant would work best for our project at Topaz in Minnesota.
So there'll be plenty of information for investors to get their teeth into as this program unfolds.
100%. And then on top of that, there'll be other ongoing activities that we always have in the background. So seismic data acquisition, the state of Minnesota advancing, and then we're sure that at some point shortly be able to get the state lands leasing as well. So yeah, it's there's no rest the beginning of the new year.
Now, tell us a bit about the capital raise that that you guys have been undertaking. What's going on there?
Yep. So University Bank is the agent, and so the placement that we have out there. So it's United States dollars, 7.5 million. We're raising up to. Look, we've got a very good relationship with University Bank and the people there. So the big champions of our project, Topaz in Minnesota. So they're shareholders themselves. And so really for I guess for you know we're listed in the UK, we're listed in Canada, and then in the US we're on the OTC, the over-the-counter market there, which is not I guess the most accessible for everybody in the USA. We have sufficient interest from parties over there to want to have ownership in Pulsar, really this placement allows them to do so. Very, very happy to have their support and interest. And, considering our primary project is in the USA, I mean, what better to have local stakeholders, requesting to have ownership? So it's a really nice scenario.
Yeah, ticking the box there. Can you tell us anything about use of funds? I mean, obviously you've got this ongoing work. Is there anything else the money is earmarked for?
Yeah, so we're looking to get 7.5 million, and really that, and then plus the money that we anticipate getting from the exercise of outstanding warrants that the company has. You combine that together, and the ultimate hope is that it'll get us to final investment decision. Red light, green light. Are we going to put this into production? And really, that quantum of money should be sufficient in order for us to answer that question. So really, that's what it's intended for, so that we don't have to go back to the market again. We don't have to go saying, okay, we need more money, but that will be sufficient. And then really the nature of helium is that we get there, let's say hypothetically, it's green light scenario, final investment decision, we can proceed. Then what we would do is we'd start talking to potential customers about offtake agreements for helium and CO2. And then we go off to a bank and say, right, that's it. We want debt finance, our activities moving forward. We have something that's bankable. So that's the intention, is really to show that, okay, we are in the right place financially to be able to proceed, and that to try and alleviate the fears for our shareholders that there's going to be a future dilutionary event.
Yeah, so you'll be in a pretty strong position, I'm assuming in that case. So before we wrap it up, Thomas, perhaps you could just tell the audience a little bit about how the helium market looks to you guys as 2025 gets underway.
Yeah, it's looking spicy. So the helium market, you've got Russia out there, and so I don't think the USA is going to be getting Russian product anytime soon. Then you've got the Federal Helium Reserve, which is the USA standalone helium system that was privatized last year, and currently it's stuck in court as to whether or not they can even process the gas that's there and then sell that. So you then have geopolitical issues with getting product from Qatar to the USA in a timely fashion. Meanwhilst the sort of staple production in the USA is in decline. So really, I guess it's a status quo as it has been for the last decade, which is poor old helium. If you want to use it, if you want to have a good continuous supply, whatever it is that you're fabricating, there's risk associated with that. So we're certainly finding that there's a lot of demand for a standalone helium project, so where it's not a byproduct, but also for it being in the United States as well, which is where most of the world's demand is. So I think that we've got the right stuff in the right place.
Well, we look forward to watching all your progress in the coming months. Thanks for talking us through that today, Thomas.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.